The March from Superman, preceded by the love theme from that same movie, the 1978 film starring Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Gene Hackman, and Marlon Brando. David Newman led the Boston Pops here at Tanglewood. You can certainly hear the audience's appreciation for that music, but also, as you heard David Newman mention, there was a video surprise actually on the screen above the stage here at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. A montage of John Williams' life that included so many collaborations and concert moments, recording studio moments. You saw him in this film collaborating certainly with Steven Spielberg, with Yo-Yo Ma, Seiji Ozawa, Andre Previn, Leonard Bernstein, and, not to be left out, Darth Vader. Lots of great film there with the music from Superman. I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston. And this Boston Pops concert will continue in just a couple of minutes with the second half of Film Night with Pops Conductor Laureate John Williams. And for this second half of the program, the Pops are joined on stage by the chorus of the Boston University Tanglewood Institute Young Artists Vocal Program. It's a group of 37 singers drawn from the over 400 participants in this summer's BUTI program. BUTI was founded in 1966 by the BSO's music director at that time, Eric Leinsdorf. With a campus just a short walk up West Street towards Lenox Center, it offers opportunities for advanced high school-aged musicians to be a part of the Tanglewood experience here in the Berkshires, performing at Seiji Ozawa Hall and hearing Tanglewood Music Center, BSO, and Boston Pops concerts. In fact, right now, there are 12 BUTI alumni who are members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Well, for last summer's 90th birthday celebration for John Williams, Harlow Robinson wrote, "One of the constants in Williams's long, varied, and amazingly productive creative life has been his close relationship with Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony, and the Boston Pops. He's been coming from his home in Los Angeles to spend the summer in the Berkshires for many years now." Williams said in a recent interview that the effect of Tanglewood on me is very spiritual and exciting. I've written so much music and so many film scores in this place. It provides the perfect antidote to the Hollywood activities I do the rest of the year. It keeps me fresh." The words of John Williams as he talks about Tanglewood and his work with the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops. He's developed close relationships with many generations now of Boston Pops musicians and has written several pieces for the musicians of the Boston Pops. There's a piece he's written for principal violist Kathy Basrak, a concerto for principal oboist Keisuke Wakao, as well as a harp concerto that was written for former principal harpist Ann Hobson Pilot, and another harp piece written for the current principal harpist of the Boston Pops, Jessica Joe. That piece, Highwood's Ghost, was performed here at Tanglewood for the first time. It's a piece for harp, cello, and orchestra. Yo-Yo Ma was the soloist in that piece when it was premiered. And Highwood's Ghost refers to the possibility, we'll put it that way, that there may be a bit of a paranormal goings-on at Highwood, one of the houses here on the Tanglewood campus. And now coming on stage is John Williams to continue film night with the Boston Pops at Tanglewood from WCRB.